www.archivepodcasts.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are we there yet?
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the El Paso History Radio Show. Melissa, how you doing?
I'm fine.
And it's a wonderful place to be here. We've got 690 AM KTSM, as always, and it's always about El Paso area history.
Yes.
And the area history today, we're going to expand it out a little bit, include a couple of major countries in our area. But we always do this, and we always say Texas history begins in El Paso because it does.
That's right.
And they can find us where else?
They can find us on KTSMradio.com, where they can listen live here locally in the United States. And also they can go to iHeartRadio.com, where they can catch us there via KTSM. You can look it up there. You can listen to us on your computer, your tablet, your smartphone. And you can... I just lost track of what I was doing.
Tell me about the trivia.
Oh, the trivia today. We've got some great things going up here. We've got several different questions. And for the first correct answer, you have a choice of the $20 in Pepe's Great Food up in Canyotillo or an El Paso Gold DVD, of which we have several this time.
A whole bunch of them there.
Yeah. In fact, we have. Do we have the Mexican Revolution?
Yes.
Somebody was asking me about that
one. It is in there.
MacGuffin Home. Let's see. Oh, the Sites and Markers. We have Tom Lee's El Paso. El Paso's Mount Cristo Rey.
Lunch at Pepe's today.
Lunch at Pepe's. You're going today. Yes, I won't be
you
there.
You won't be able to make it?
Because I got my grandkids who are, I think, listening. We have Brenna and Finley, our fans, will
there
be listening.
Are.
They're up from Austin. They're going to be listening in. So hello to them today.
Indeed. And also, what about the history moment today? What do we got?
Well, that one's going to be kind of interesting because we've had a lot of clouds, a lot of thunder and lightning, but not enough rain. So I brought the rainmaker in.
Well, it depends on where you live.
That's true. I mean, well, we kind of got hit for a few minutes, but it's not. We need a consistent rain. So I brought the rainmaker in as my history moment today. Yes.
That's the one with dynamite.
Yes.
Oh, I know about this one.
Dynamite and cannons, so I think we need to do that.
Let's talk about today's adventure here. We've got a subject on our hands here. It's a book, basically.
Interesting.
It's called
subject.
Abraham Lincoln and Mexico. That's the name of the book. And the people behind it, the author should be on the phone here in a couple of minutes with us. He's Dr. Michael Hogan. He's done 24 books.
Yeah.
But in the studio with us is Cindy A. Medina. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you. You're here and you're functional and you're an EPHS graduate.
Yay.
From 93.
Tigers.
Go Tigers. We're
going
to get catty.
And now you're living in Austin these days?
Yes, basically. Exactly. I've been there since 2005.
But you also went to UTEP NMSU and you got a degree from NMSU, huh?
I sure did.
A genealogist?
I'm also a genealogist and I traced our Spanish history and Mexican history to this region, so I'm very happy about that.
Well, there's a lot of history that's gone on here from those people. And also, you are concentrating on Chihuahua? That's your forte?
Forte. You know, as a Mexican American, our roots go back to New Spain and Mexico, and we can come from different provinces and different states, which I have many of, but Chihuahua is my forte state where my father was born, and I can trace about 10 generations to this region. So it makes me very happy to see that.
You grew up here as an El Paso kid.
El Paso, I was born here.
All right. Seki, work on that microphone if you could. We have Dr. Hogan on the line. We'll just talk to him in just 1 second here. Cindy, you're also a publicist and a new media representative. That's what you're doing on this book?
Exactly. I've been here for about 2 years now.
Oh,
we lost.
All right, let me...
Take a hammer to it.
We'll get to that microphone in a second. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and put on Dr. Michael Hogan. He is here, and he is on the radio. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. How are you, Jackson?
Well, actually, a whole lot better now. We got things sorted out, I do believe. But how have you been?
Very good, very good. Enjoying my summer, and today's my birthday.
Happy birthday,
sir.
You're the only guy I know whose birthday is Bastille Day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Congratulations.
La Femme de la Patrie.
Indeed. Well, no.
I'm
also
figuring the irony with Bastille Day in France and Benita Bonet.
Well, also, you've got, in addition to the 24 books you have written, includes Irish Soldiers of Mexico, and that became an inspiration for 3 documentaries and an MGM movie. That's big stuff.
Exactly.
One of my favorite movies.
Yep.
Well, the latest
movie
book
with Tom Berenger, it did fairly well.
That's cool, and I hope the residuals are still coming in.
Well, Tom Berenger's ambition was to play a role in movies about every single war that America fought. So, you know, he was in a Platoon, you might remember, about Vietnam. So he was in a World War II movie. He also played in the Spanish-American War. He played Teddy Roosevelt, the Rough Rider.
Right.
So, yeah, he's been in just about every war movie that you can think of.
Well, also, you have the latest book you've done is on Abraham Lincoln and Mexico. It's received a lot of critical reviews around there from professors and places.
Well, yes, it has, and mainly because there are almost 16,000 books now. When I first started, there were 15,000 books on Lincoln, and there were none about Abraham Lincoln in Mexico. And then the movie came out, the Lincoln movie, in 2013, and all the news for that was said, well, now we're going to see Lincoln as we'd never seen him before, and how he showed courage in the face of adversity, and so on and so forth. And so I said, finally, they're going to talk about Lincoln in Mexico. And I sent my students to see it, and they came back, and they said, no, Doc, there's nothing about Mexico at all.
They bypassed it, huh?
That was a Spielberg movie.
Well, it's interesting, though. You now live in Guadalajara. You teach at the American School Foundation of Guadalajara, and you've been there, what, 30 years?
Well, I've been there since 1990, so.
I can't do that math.
28 years.
Yeah, almost 30.
Fair enough. But tell us what this audience needs to know, because we have an audience that's interested in history of El Paso and the region, and this bigger picture between Mexico and the United States is something, as you're pointing out, has not had a lot of light thrown on it. What did you find out? What are the headlines we need to know?
Well, the first thing is, a lot of people speculated for a long time that that Juarez and Lincoln must have had an exchange at some point, because they're both presidents from 1861 on. And there were several searches conducted. The State Department did some. The National Archives did some. They also looked at the archives in Mexico. looking for any letters or communication between Lincoln and Juarez, and they found none at all. Well, I was really fortunate because I had written a book about the Irish soldiers, and at that time I mentioned the fact that Lincoln, when he was a congressman from Illinois, had stood up and protested the war with Mexico in 1847. So I had an interest in Lincoln, and I thought, well, there must be other places where there are Lincoln documents besides the National Archives in both countries. And I found out that Lincoln's personal secretary, a guy by the name of John Hay, took all the documents and letters that he had, copies of, and he took them to Harvard and offered them to Harvard University for their library. And Harvard said, no, we don't want that. We just want books here. That's just junk to us. So he took him to Brown University, the university that he graduated from, and they gladly not only accepted the documents, but they named the library the John Hay Library. So I went back there one summer, I'm from Newport, Rhode Island originally, and I stopped there and I said, do you have any documents from, about Juarez and Lincoln, or any letters or exchange letters? And they said, no, we don't, And I said, how about anything relating to Juarez and Lincoln? They said, well, there's one letter from a fellow by the name of Matias Romero, who was Juarez's representative in Washington. And they dug that out. It was in a box. It wasn't even filed. And they dug that out for me, and I copied it. And I took that to Mexico City, and I said, to the archives there. And I said, see, there is some contact here between the two administrations. And they said, well, there's still nothing in our archives, but you might go to the Banco de Mexico, because Matias Romero ultimately was the Secretary of Hacienda under the next administration, and that's the Bank of Mexico is Secretary of the Treasury. So I went there and I found five boxes of documents which had never been translated or collated, and all kinds of references to his meetings, Romero's meetings with Lincoln, his meetings with Grant, teaching Grant the difference between ser and estar in Spanish. Grant, of course, loved Mexico. Taking Mrs. Lincoln shopping for 3 hours at a time, and then Mrs. Lincoln introducing him to John Jacob Astor and other capitalists in the United States.
What a life,
who ultimately provided $18 million in loans and purchases of Mexican bonds to support Juarez in his overthrow of the French.
So how come this information has never come out before?
Mainly because people didn't know where to look. And the reason they didn't know where to look is after the war ended with France and Mexico was victorious, Romero had all these documents, and he took them to Juarez, and he said, well, you want to put these in the National Archives. And Juarez told him, no, you know what, why credit anyone else with our victory? There's too much about how much the Americans helped us. Why don't you just take it over to the Banco de Mexico and put it in their vaults?
Oh, man.
And that's where it's been for 170-something years.
That's what history's all about, and people, I kind of treat historians like archaeologists sometimes.
Well, you're a detective. You went and found this stuff.
Exactly.
Well,
I was really fortunate, Jackson. I was teaching a course called Advanced Placement U.S. History. And it's the largest U.S. history course outside of the United States. And I had this one student, and she was really persistent when I did, my preliminary research, and I came up with 80 pages of stuff, but no real documents. She said, well, that's not a book. That's only a thesis. You've got to do more research. And I said, no, I've been to the archives. I've been to the U.S. archives. I've been to the Mexican archives. She goes, well, keep searching. Don't give up. This is your legacy. And she was really persistent. So, that kind of inspired me as well.
Well, give us an idea of the relationship between the two presidents. What was that like? I mean, did they really accomplish some interesting things? And what is it that we nowadays should know about this?
Well, here's what happened. First of all, Juarez in 1861 sent Matias Romero to Springfield, Illinois, before Lincoln was even inaugurated, to congratulate him on being elected president. And Lincoln invited Matias Romero to have dinner with him and his wife in their home. And he was the first foreign representative ever welcomed by Lincoln during his presidency, the Mexican ambassador. In 1863, of course, 2 years, 2.5 years later, France had taken over Mexico City, and Juarez had to flee to Chihuahua. He again sent Matias Romero north, this time to Washington, D.C., but now he's no longer an official ambassador because Maximilian is in Mexico City. But he gets to the White House, and he can't get in. No one will see him. He has no authority. And Mrs. Lincoln is looking for a carriage ride to go downtown, and all the carriages are taken up because it's the time of Gettysburg, and the U.S., all the generals are going back and forth. And this young Matias Romero comes up to him, and he says, "Madam, may I lend you my carriage? It's a rented carriage, but I'd be glad to take you wherever you want to go." And he calls her Madam President. And she says, "Well, of course, you may help me." But she gives him a look, and he says, "Madam President, that is not correct." And she says, "Oh, yes, that's correct. A lot of people say First Lady, but Madam President is fine. And may I call you Mr. Ambassador?" And of course, he's not the official ambassador either. So the two of them go shopping for 3 hours. And when they come back to Washington, she goes into Lincoln's study and says, "Abe, you've got to talk to this young man and see if we can't help him." Well, of course, Lincoln wanted to stay neutral with France because he didn't want France joining up with the Confederacy. So he couldn't do anything overt, and he couldn't put anything in writing. But he did advise his wife, Mary Todd, to connect him with certain influential people. And she arranged for him to have dinner with, among others, John Jacob Astor, also Phelps and Dodge, the two guys that would be the big mining magnates in the 19th century. And he printed up in the United States over $30 million worth of Mexican bonds, which, of course, were valueless at the time because the French were in charge of Mexico, and sold these at a discount to these various investors in the United States, and John Jacob Astor and Phelps and Dodge and Vanderbilt and so on helped them do this. through the auspices of Mrs. Lincoln, and he raised $18 million, which essentially, you know, funded the Juarista army.
And good to meet you, Mrs. Lincoln. I'm sure. Yeah, that's an interesting thing. Yeah. So that's what Mrs. Lincoln did. Also, back to the other thought. How many books did you guys did you say were written? You said it was 15,000. Now it's up to 16,000.
Yeah, it's almost 16 now. I think it's 15,800 and something.
So you've got the one book you think is different than the rest of those, right?
Extremely different.
Uh-huh.
And as a matter of fact, we sent it out to over 50 historians, including the American Historical Association, Oxford University, Harvard, and stuff. And we got 26 responses back because we weren't sure. You know, maybe someone else had found these documents. And they all wrote back and said, no, this is definitely not revisionist history. This is new stuff.
Well, you're like the kid who hit the pinata. Now you're telling us all about it. Thank you for that. We got to take a break here and come back and do this again. We're going to be out for about 10 minutes here. If you need to break off and come back, that's up to you. But we're going to do what we call trivia. Either way you want to go, I'm going to put you on hold and either stay or don't call back if you need to. All right.
Okay, because I want to tell you, speaking of trivia, I want to give you a little tip about what Juarez did when the mules started dying.
Oh, what was that?
Well, can I tell you?
Yeah, please,
tell us.
The audience won't hear because this is a... Juarez knew that if he wanted to get his the weapons and so on that he purchased in the United States to his army... down from Texas, from El Paso down into Chihuahua, and then across to Coahuila, he needed to cross a desert. And the army mules and the horses often died, you know, going on that journey. And there was a young man by the name of Robert E. Lee, who a decade earlier had gotten with his friend Jefferson Davis and purchased camels from Egypt.
Right.
And they were using camels in Texas in the 1850s to transport goods across the desert. Well, when the Civil War broke out, Jefferson Davis and Lee, of course, were on the wrong side. And so the Army decided to get rid of all those camels and go back to mules. And they sold a bunch of them to General Carranza, whose father had a ranch there in Coahuila, and he in turn passed them on to Juarez and his army.
How'd they work for Juarez?
They work fine because they can go days and days without water, right?
But they also spit on you, so I didn't know how that worked out. you cleared up that trivia. In fact, watch us ask – hey, Dr. Hogan, watch us ask that as a question. The point is to give away the stuff we have here. You know that. I also want to thank you for being with us this morning. And also, we have Cindy Medina in here, and she is a local kid that now works for you guys, I take it.
Cindy is a fantastic person. I mean, she has done so much. She's a historian herself. She's a genealogist. She's a really, really wonderful person. You know, her whole family is great. But she has so much energy and so much interest, not only in history in general, but, of course, in the local history of Texas and El Paso.
And I'm surprised she's been sitting here quietly listening to you, but then you're the boss, so that's how this works, right? Fair enough. All right, we're gonna put you on hold here, and we'll catch up with you again in a minute. Cindy's in here with us. And, Cindy, this is an interesting discussion, but you've heard this before.
Oh, yes, but it's always lovely to hear him because there's always something new that just, I observe right away again or something that maybe I haven't heard. He's just he has so much information.
No, it gets in there.
It's
and
amazing.
It just starts coming out, do you?
Yes.
All right, do this for us. Pick a special, if you would, at Pepe's today. At least you and I may end up at Pepe's today. So pick a special. Whatever it is, it comes down to $6, and it is...
I love this. How about some chile rellenos?
There you go. Chile rellenos, $6
chile
bucks
rellenos
at Pepe's. And we'll be out there later today. Some of us will. Welcome a new sponsor. You'll hear his commercial coming in here shortly. J&J Scapes Company. That's landscaping. And 244-7178. Listen to the commercial. The guy did some work for me, and I thought, you know what? Let's see what we can do for you. And it's working. The guy's...
Is it good?
Sprinkler repair is a weird...
Oh, my God. I want his phone number.
Here it is. 244-7178. And this is... I went through about...
Bernie, are you listening?
I went through about five different guys trying to fix sprinklers. So I finally found a guy on that Nextdoor app that's in the neighborhoods. And he said that he could do it. And I said, okay. He was very well... Watch out, that thing bites.
Yeah.
And he was very well recommended. So I tried him out, and he found stuff that no other guys had never found before.
Well, I thought we were adding a jacuzzi in our side of our yard over here with the way our sprinkler kept breaking.
Well,
over
he can
there.
Help you out. All right, do the trivia now. What's okay. We got the DVDs. We've got the Peppies.
Peppies. We've got just all kinds of fun stuff. So, okay, the first question in the trivia is, how many books have been written about Lincoln? It's kind of a rough number there we talked about. And then the second question is, how did Juarez use what did he use to replace mules when he was taking the, you know, all of his ammo and his equipment and everything across those deserts by Coahuila?
We just explained all that.
We just talked about that. So again, first question is how many books have been written about Lincoln and Benito Juarez, and what did Juarez use to replace those mules?
One more thing to tell you, I put a picture up that I found on Cindy's website. And is it on your Facebook page?
Yes, it is. It's on the New Spain and Mexico History group on Facebook.
This
yes.
is bizarre. It's a group of people standing on a hill. One's a conquistador, and he's facing some Indians coming up the hill. And there's a huge amount of fire going around him in the shape of Quetzalcoatl.
Exactly, yes.
I knew what that was. And that's a bizarre picture that's on our Facebook page.
Go, oh, okay.
Take a look at that.
And I also put up one which is I
a lot of symbolism for sure.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's strong.
And then I put one up from what I found 30 years ago when we moved to El Paso. Was we were in Juarez because I work in Mexico. Was a statue of President Lincoln at Avenida de Lincoln and Avenida de Americas. And it's right there at the intersection. I was like, why is there a statue of Lincoln? And that's where I first found out 30 years ago about
the connection. Juarez,
yeah, I found the connection between President Juarez and Lincoln.
And it's a lovely statue, isn't it?
It's a great one. And there's several of them throughout Mexico.
Yes. They, it's a big deal. I'm glad we're getting into this.
Yes.
Okay, what's the thing? What, pick a question.
Oh,
we've
okay.
got a bunch of them here.
Yeah, so I already did those. So, well, okay, how many books has been written about Lincoln? And
okay.
what was used to replace those mules across the desert of Coahuila?
And they have to call us.
At 915-544-5876 or call 915-544-KTSM.
Call J&J Scapes Company for landscaping, lawn maintenance, sprinkler installation, and repair. Call 915-244-7178 for experienced lawn and sprinkler professionals who know how to take care of your lawn and sprinklers. They also do rock wall repair, sod installation, and tree planting, trimming, or removal. So call 244-7178 and get the pros at J&J Scapes Company in El Paso at 244-7178. Call 915-244-7178.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
It's time to get out and discover freedom. And to get you on your way, Camping World in Anthony, Texas will beat any deal during the Discover Freedom sales event now through July 31st. For a limited time, step into a new travel trailer for only $109 per month or a motorhome for $388 per month. Plus, this weekend and next weekend only, enjoy up to 45% off select RV parts and accessories. Discover your next adventure today at Camping World in Anthony, Texas. Camping World RV sales payments not inclusive of tax and fees. See dealer for terms and conditions. Offer expires 7/31/18.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-788-0662 now. That's 800-788-0662 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patent technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-788-0662 to learn more. 800-788-0662. That's 800-788-0662. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, more of the the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, got three phone lines hooked up here, ready to go with callers. And we've got two questions out there, but there's a third caller. So look at this. If we get to that and they've already won everything, what are we going to do, Melissa?
Make them make up a question.
They make up a question.
And then we decide if it's a right answer.
And we like it. Then we don't care what the answer is. Anyway, McGoffin Home, Historic Site Visitor Center, got an event sponsored, co-sponsored by Casa McGoffin Company. They're the nonprofit crowd down there, and whatever they raise, they support the house. And they're doing a book club on July 21st, Victorian Era Sci-Fi Book Club and Tea Club. Now, that somehow fits into the McGoffin history, I suppose.
Yes, it does.
Okay, there you are. So call up, 533-5147, and get a good seat at that event. What do you got?
Well, you got to get the kids out of the house because they're driving you crazy by now. So I have a thing to do with them. Go to summer camp. Ah. And this is special because this is the history camps that they have at the El Paso Museum of History. And they've got one July 17th through the 20th that's Folk Tales, Legends, and Myths of El Paso. And you've got, let's see, Missions, Trails, and Conquests, The History of Inventions, Prisms to Film, Acting Out, Playing, and Learning Our History and Improvisation. And then you have also more storytelling and photography, storytelling through photography and capturing moments.
Call them up.
All great things. Yeah, give Jamie Nodler a call at 212-3163 and get those kids out of the house.
All right, let's say I had another trivia. Question number four. How do you spell Nodler? No. It's a question.
Nodler.
It's
Nodler.
A trivia question.
It's a
trivia.
It sounds like a dish, you know,
okay,
like a Nodler.
But that's another legitimate question. Are you ready for this?
Let's find
out who's on the phone. This one's named Andrea. Good morning.
Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andrea.
I have the answer.
You got the answer to which? Let's see. How many books has been written about Lincoln?
No, the camel.
She gets to pick one. Okay,
the camels.
The camels are right.
Yes,
she's a smart lady.
So they took camels across the desert.
Nasty old critters spit on your face.
That's what all I know about camels, that they will spit on you.
That's right.
And other things on you if you're not careful.
No, I don't blame them.
Okay,
you're yanking my chain. I'll start spitting on you too.
Yeah. I don't think I want to know the details there. But what are we giving away here?
Okay, we have Pepe's $20 in food certificates to Lovely Pepe's up in Canutia, or an El Paso Gold DVD. What is your pleasure today, Andrea?
The DVD, the Mexican Revolution.
There you go.
Okie dokie, we got that one pulled out for you.
And if people don't know this, they should realize that the Mexican Revolution that occurred across the entire country of Mexico was created in El Paso, because that's where they bought their ammo, they bought their horses, they bought everything. And
Doringuito, a lot of that was planned.
Well, that's another subject indeed. So there you are. All right, well, thank you for playing here. Stay on the phone. Shelley will tell you to pick this up,
Thanks for listening, Andrea.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. No, don't go away. Don't go away.
Stay there.
Don't go bye-bye. Okay, Albert. Albert's on the radio. Albert, what's up, dude?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Fine.
Surviving. Talk to Melissa.
Okay, what question? Okay, well, the second question we had that there is, how many books have been written about Lincoln?
I believe you said 26.
No, that's how many this guy wrote.
Yeah.
How many have been in the whole world?
In the whole world have been written about Lincoln.
Dr. Hogan wrote 24 plus.
Oh, wow. No, then I don't know.
Pick a number.
Just pick a wild number.
Let's see.
Dun, dun.
40?
No. Thanks for trying, though. We're gonna move on, but appreciate you giving it a shot. Oh, we got one more caller here named Mike. Mike is on the radio, and line two is already ringing again. As soon as I let it go, it rang again. Okay, Mike, what's up?
Hey, great show. Thank you very much. It's Mike at Primo Paints.
Hello, Primo Paints. How many books have been written about Lincoln?
Well, over 50.
Okay, but that's not the answer we gave out on the air.
No, it's actually about Lincoln as a whole. How many different authors have written books about Lincoln?
Oh, maybe it was like 500.
Okay, but maybe it's not the answer, but thank you for
trying,
man.
Michael.
And what's the name of your business?
Primo Paints.
Okay, we'll send you
Primo
a bill.
Primo Paints
will send you a bill. Thank you very much. All right, moving on to somebody else. Shelley, who do we have here? I'll just answer the phone. KTSM, you are on the air. Good morning. Your name, please. Who's this? Nobody. Okay, we're moving on here. Well, you know, I'm not sure how this is working here, but we got one caller in there. If somebody wants to ring us back, 544-5876, we'll try the calls again. But we need to move on to another break. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
We got Cindy Medina sitting here, and we got Dr. Hogan going to call us back from, he's in Guadalajara.
Guadalajara.
Guadalajara. We all know how to say
that. That's like a song. Guadalajara.
All of us gringos know how to say that because it was in the song.
Exactly.
That's how that worked. Okay. But good, look at this. All the lines are, as soon as we put one down, they ring up again.
That's awesome.
This is a busy moment here at this radio show. Shelly, give me a call right now if you got one. I don't think she's got one.
Well,
three,
she may be
two,
trying to work
one.
With one from Mexico, too. So give us some space there.
Let's see. Let's now go to Bobby. Bobby, got you on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes. The answer to the question about the books is, he said 16,000, but then he went back and said about 15,800.
Well, there you go.
You listen very carefully.
You don't have to stay after school today.
You win. You win. And do we still have a Pepe's available?
We've got a Pepe's available or an El Paso Gold DVD. What would you like?
Well, I don't have, believe it or not, I don't have a DVD player.
Oh, no. But you have teeth, right?
What?
I've been to Pepe's, and it is amazing.
There you go.
That's good stuff out there.
So she's
you need
go Pepe's.
All right, one for Pepe's. That's the vote for Pepe. And, you know, it's pretty decent out there. On $20, you can feed a couple of people on that out there at Pepe's. So.
It is absolutely amazing. I live on Far East El Paso. I went on a Saturday when I thought you all were going to be there, and the owner was very polite and very nice, and I guess he thought I was going to turn back around and leave, and I said, no, I came here to eat.
Forget those people on the radio show.
On a rare occasion, we do not go to Pepe's on a given day, but we'll be there today if that's of interest to you.
Well,
you can't use this coupon. You got to come pick up the coupon. That's how this works.
No, I'm going to pay for my meal because it is awesome.
Okay,
good.
Fair enough.
I'm so glad you listened, though.
We're going to give you a certificate or not, or a DVD? What do you need? Nothing?
Well, I want the certificate, but I'm not going to have a chance to pick it up, so I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to meet you.
Cindy Medina will be out there today.
I'm sorry?
Cindy will be out there today, so meet us all. Very good. All right, hold on here, and you have to talk to Shelley to pick this up anyway, all right?
Yes.
Okay, and today you're going to have to pay cash. Otherwise, maybe we can make a deal when I see you.
Okay.
Hold on here. Thanks for calling. All right, she wants us to, that's our Dr. Hogan coming back. Is that our guest? Okay, Dr. Hogan on line three. We're going to get to him in a second. We need to take another break.
Take a break.
You want me to take it now? All right, hold on here. We got, this is Mike on the phone, on the radio. Go ahead.
Hey, I got cut off. I was talking to you. Sorry. We were talking about the books, Lincoln books, and how many. But I want to ask you a question. How many toes do camels have?
Oh.
I'm not going there. Thank you very much. We're moving on. So as the deal goes on here, we're going to take a break here. Hey, Sergio, it's time for a break, right? Sergio, yes. Call us up or go on Facebook.
Go on Facebook because actually we have somebody out there. We have Isaac Cordova says, say hello to a big fan of our show, Annabella Cordova. Hello.
Hi there, 544.
5876 or 544-KTSM.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
I tell you, when it comes to cars, I used to have nothing but trouble. Every Sunday, I take my family out for a push. So I go to the Rides Auto Group East location at I-10 in Yarborough, and I get a little respect. Speaking of little, you should see the prices on these things. They're amazing. My last car payments were so high, I didn't know if I was buying a car or building a Walmart. And on the subject of building, the Rides Auto Group specializes in helping people rebuild their credit if they've had a few bumps in the road. And they also offer GECU credit union financing on the spot. And I'm not talking about my dog Spot. He was so ashamed of my last car, he wouldn't stick his head out the window. So give the Rides Auto Group a call at 915-629-7433, and you won't be treated like a number. Not like me and my last car. I asked my mechanic what was wrong. He said, your engine's cracked. I said, you're crazy. I want a second opinion. He said, okay, you're ugly too. So see the good people at the Rides Auto Group, where you'll get a lot of selection and a little respect.
Celebrity voice impersonated.
Celebrity? Since when is my dog a celebrity?
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution Sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
The El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a lot going on today. Phones are going crazy here. Should tell you about a lecture series coming up on August the 4th. Margaret Berrier, B-E-R-R-I-E-R, she is going to be giving a lecture at the Museum of Archaeology. And there's no way I can pronounce what her story is. But it's a tantalizing past of something in Algeria, I think. But the ruins of Rome's breadbasket, which was over across in Algeria. Mm-hmm. So they're talking about all kinds of archaeology at the Archaeology Museum, not just El Paso area. So if you want to get out there and get tuned in, another thing you can do is join EPAS, the El Paso Archaeological Society.
Neat group.
They send a newsletter on a regular basis, once a month. They've got stuff like this in it all over the place. So anyway, if you want to get involved in that lecture, 755-4332, that is on August the 4th. You got stuff over there.
Yeah, I do. The El Paso County Historical Commission's Markers Committee is seeking knowledgeable volunteers to assist with serious research and writing of local and state historical markers. And it's pertaining to specific events, persons, places, etc. in El Paso County. And I'd love to give you a little bit more detail on it, but what they do is they gather together and they look for different candidates for different markers, because we have several markers around the county. And it's a great way for people to learn about our history. So they were looking for great people. If you're interested, give them a call at 303-526-8272, and you can leave your name and or email contact. And again, there's also another number. I apologize. It's 303-526-8272. But it's a great way. It's a fascinating committee. 303-526-8272. And it's a great committee to get involved with. Well, it's some interesting research.
You wonder how those things got put up.
And now you know.
This is how it is. They look for volunteers to go research and look at stuff.
Oh, I learned a lot of stuff when Bernie was working with them. It's
amazing. Bernie was the marker king there for the longest time.
Well, he and
time.
Gary Williams did a lot. And the
rocket scientists.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, there's a lot of people involved. It's wonderful.
All right, shall we move on to other things at hand here?
Yes.
We have Cindy Medina still in the house here. And she is the publicist for this book. And the name of the book is?
Abraham Lincoln in Mexico, A History of Courage, Intrigue, and Unlikely Friendships.
Well, here comes an unlikely friendship right now. A guy I just met this morning on the phone, really, Dr. Hogan. Good morning again.
Welcome back.
Good morning again, Jackson, Melissa, Cindy.
Hello, Dr. Hogan.
It's just as well you took off. We had three phone lines going kind of nutty here. With trivia, it's like sharks churning in the water here. But
I'm just upset that I don't get to have lunch at Pepe's today because it sounds like he's got the best food in El Paso.
And nice people.
Well,
too.
Let's take it one step further. There used to be a restaurant up the valley called Griggs. You ever go to Griggs?
No.
Okay, well, Griggs had people working for him who, when Griggs went out of business and he died and went away, they bought the recipes, the furniture, and some of the forks. And they took it all out to a strip mall, and they know how to make the food because they made it for Griggs.
And you know what?
When
he sold his restaurant, there he had kind of like museum items, and it was something that my husband and I tried to buy. He supposedly, and I could not authenticate it at that time, he sold a cross that supposedly Maximilian held when he was executed.
Oh, my. That's heavy duty.
And we couldn't afford the $75, and I was like,
oh, now you could.
Because he had family that were in Chihuahua and such, and supposedly came through the family, so I don't know.
Well, Dr. Hogan, let's talk some about some things in your book. There's all kinds of things to talk about, but I'm trying to get you to help us understand in order of importance what it is that we should know about this, because Mexico and the United States have been fairly good partners along the border here for a long time, ups and downs on various levels, obviously. But the question is now, what happened in the 1860s between these two presidents? We probably have not heard about that you uncovered. What is the next important thing that we should know?
Well, I think the most important thing is that the United States and Mexico had gone through a terrible time just a few years prior, the Mexican-American War. And so there was animosity, tremendous animosity on both sides. And Lincoln kind of cleaned that up for everybody. It shows what someone can do when they reach out. His friendship with young Matias Romero, who was the representative of Juarez, kind of cut the ice. And then, of course, Juarez going shopping with Mrs. Lincoln and then being integrated into the family and then being introduced to General Grant formed an alliance, which was really incredible. So, even though Maximilian, by 1863, was the ruler of Mexico and the emperor, Lincoln refused to recognize that government.
No.
He recognized Juarez in exile in Chihuahua, or what was then
Paso del Norte.
Paso del Norte.
Oh,
of course,
yeah.
It's Ciudad Juarez
right.
today.
Right.
He recognized his government as a legitimate government, and sent warnings in 1864 and then in 1865 that Napoleon and Maximilian were operating in violation of the Monroe Doctrine, and encouraged civilians. And Matias Romero was very active in this, encouraged civilians to form Monroe Doctrine clubs to support Mexico against the French.
How long has this book been out, by the way?
How long has it been out?
Yeah.
Just a year.
Okay. Who is reading your book these days?
I think one of the things we've discovered, now Cindy has been very helpful in getting it into the libraries in Texas and so on and so forth, and the office of Representative Beto O'Rourke has been very active in promoting it. But it's in most of the university libraries, Harvard, Yale, Dartmouth, University of Texas at El Paso, University of Texas, Austin, and so on. And it's being used in several high schools as part of the advanced placement history course now, especially in the Southwest, as a supplement, to their original course.
Well, you're sort of bringing brand new information that people really hadn't had access to.
Exactly.
And that's kind of why, okay, something new came out of the box, and actually almost not quite a shoebox, but like we have sometimes in our archives, in our houses, oh, we found a shoebox. Guess what we know now? And that's kind of what you did. Well,
Let me tell you.
Sure.
Let me tell you another quick story about boxes. When I first started researching for the Irish soldiers in Mexico, I had heard of the San Patricio Battalion, that they were active in Mexico and so on and so forth. And I went to the military archives in Washington, D.C. But at the same time, because I couldn't afford the trip, I escorted a group of students in a program called Week Without Walls, a group of Mexican students. So I went to the Mexican archives and I said, "Do you have anything on this Irish battalion that fought in Mexico?" And he said, "Yes, we do, but it's never been fully documented." And he said, "We don't have any files on them." And I said, "You have nothing?" He said, "I didn't say we had nothing. He said, we got about 16 boxes over here of stuff from that period." And I said, "Well, could I photocopy them?" And he said, "Sure, but you're talking about maybe 30,000 pieces of paper here at $1 a copy."
Okay.
I'm a teacher in Mexico. I can't afford that. Plus, I got a bunch of kids with me. I can't stay and do that. He said, all right, leave me your information, and I'll get back with you. So I left him my phone number in Mexico. About 3 months later, he called me up. His name was Michael Pilgrim, by the way. And he says, how does $35 sound?
I said, oh, my what? Gosh.
He said, deal. I put the whole thing on microfiche. I'll send it to you for $35.
Oh, there you go. Gosh. Such a deal.
So, you know, so there's a saying, you know, that I think Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, he says, when you do your work quietly and well, unknown friends will find you and angels will surround you.
I think it's the angels that got to you. Hold on just a second. We're going to take a caller with a question. What I need to do is to put you on hold to take the call, and we'll get back to you in just a second. You will hear the call on hold.
Fine.
All right, hold on here. Let's go to Jorge. Jorge, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Yes, I wanted to ask the doctor a question because my studies in accounting at the University of San Francisco have left me with the residue value in or interest in matters that have to do with finance and money. And I wanted to ask the doctor if he could elaborate on the extent of what the success of the minister of Waters in Washington was with the raising of monies to selling the bonds in the name of the presidency of Waters for Mexico was in at that time.
All right, doctor, does that make sense to you?
I'm not sure. What exactly is he asking? Who was in charge of the bond sales?
I believe that was it, yeah.
Yeah. There were several representatives, but the main person was Matias Romero. And Matias Romero had several people, you know, working with him to sell these bonds. Some of the most influential people I mentioned before, John Jacob Astor, who's a well-known financier and president of the Chase Manhattan Bank, also Chase, who was at the Chase Bank. Also, William Phelps and his partner Dodge, both of whom were involved in mining concessions, both in the United States and in Mexico, some of the biggest mines in the world, copper mines. So all those people not only bought bonds themselves, but they encouraged other people to buy them as well. Another really important source for getting the word out was the Union League clubs. There's one in Chicago, one in New York, very famous clubs of Republicans still today. And they understood that if Mexico was defeated and kept under the thumb of the French government, when the Civil War ended, that you know, the Southern Army might well move south and join up with the French.
Oh.
And America would be faced with another war.
That could be interesting, huh?
So you know, they promoted it as buying Mexican bonds in 1864 and 65 was the same as buying U.S. bonds. You're essentially supporting the United States.
Interesting point there. All right. Well, Doctor, we're going to take a break here and come back and talk to you. We also have your buddy, Mr. Miller, on the phone. We'll come back and talk to him when we get back. Let's just do that. And Melissa, that's the phone number again, 544.
Is 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
For just 5 quarters a day, you can sponsor a child through Compassion International. It's pocket change to you. It's life-changing for a child in need. Be part of the change. Become a sponsor now at compassion.com/radio. That's compassion.com/radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-6131. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-6131. That's 1-800-900-6131. 1-800-900-6131.
Call J&J Scapes Company for landscaping, lawn maintenance, sprinkler installation, and repair. Call 915-244-7178 for experienced lawn and sprinkler professionals who know how to take care of your lawn and sprinklers. They also do rock wall repair, sod installation, and tree planting, trimming, or removal. So call 244-7178 and get the pros at J&J Scapes Company in El Paso at 244-7178. Call 915-244-7178.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're coming back here. We've got about 2 minutes to talk to Mr. Miller. And Mr. Miller, if you don't mind, explain who you are in this process.
Hi, thank you very much for allowing me to talk for a minute. I was the editor for the book back in 2015-2016 and helped Dr. Hogan find a small press publisher in San Diego.
And are you doing this because of your dedication, or are you getting paid handsomely, or what's going on?
I wish editors got paid handsomely. Yeah, as the editor, I got paid for working on the manuscript and helping get the book produced. After the book came out, I switched hats and left the small press and helped found the Lincoln and Mexico Project. And that is a outreach. It's a volunteer organization. It's dedicated to outreach to educators and to the general public. And the primary focus is to get the book into schools, and so that's what I work on now.
Give me a summary in your thinking. Why is this important to hear about all this?
Well, look, here's the thing: is the academic curriculum, whether it's in high schools or colleges or universities, doesn't contain textbooks that deal with these documents. It doesn't have this original source material that examines Lincoln's legacy of support for Mexico, either as a congressman or as a president. So it's important to get that into the academic curriculum.
All right, so that's your major focus, and that sounds like that part of your work is volunteer.
The Lincoln and Mexico Project, a total volunteer organization. We have people here in Mexico helping us, but we also have volunteers in San Diego and Los Angeles, Cindy up in Austin, and she all over Texas.
Oh, yeah.
But Chicago, Washington, D.C., and New York City. So we have people who are helping us throughout the United States.
Well, it's interesting that you guys ended up finding, Dr. Hogan found a bunch of information that had not been published before. And that's kind of the emphasis that we need to understand, is there's an awful lot of things going on, and sooner or later you might run across your own shoebox. This is a good deal.
That's right. That's right. Well, I appreciate having Dr. Hogan on the show. El Paso particularly has been very good to the project. Cindy started a year and a half ago with outreach in El Paso, the Borderplex Alliance, the University of Texas at El Paso, the El Paso Public Library, and others.
The congressman, and, you bet. Well, I tell you, Mr. Miller, thank you very much for ringing up. We're going to take off here and come back next hour. We expect Dr. Hogan to join us again. You're welcome to as well, but we have to get off here and go do the news.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Talk to you again. Thank you very much. And Dr. Hogan, stay there or come call us back about 11:07 maybe, give or take. Melissa, shall we do that and come back and do this all? This is stirring up some people. 3,700 people, more than that, on Facebook. Just Facebook. See you later after the news.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history.
Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.